So we're outside the beach hut where we've had the broadband session, looking at how it's helping people, how the rollout is going. Superfast Cornwall's Julian Cowans did a presentation. Julian, just tell me what you were trying to get across in your presentation.
Well, a couple of things really, Matthew. The first thing was to really get across the size and scale of this rollout and to really get people to understand that new exchange areas will be going live later on this year, but it is a programme that runs until 2014, so as well as some people being at the front of the queue, there's going to be some who are a bit more frustrated because they're at the back of the queue. But we are aiming to get the whole county done by the end of the programme, which is going to be in 2014. So I think that's one of the first and important points to get across. And the other thing I was talking about was some of the some of the early connections we've seen. We've seen really good take-up so far. So we've got nearly 1,000 connections now out of 14,000 available connections. So that's fantastic take-up, really. And we're seeing some really good benefits both for home users and for businesses.
Tell me about some of the good stories you're getting coming back already.
For home users, for example, we've got a number of case studies on our website, superfastcornwall.org, and we're seeing some home users who are using it to work from home to stay in Cornwall a lot more to work. So there's a chap who works for IBM, for example. He's able to communicate with his colleagues, collaborate with colleagues using Skype and collaboration software around the UK and India and so on. So, he's able to stay in Cornwall a lot more and continue to work in Cornwall, which helps the Cornish economy at the end of the day. We've got a growing number of business case studies up on the website now. So there's around about 10 or so, and that's sort of growing by the week. And the interesting thing there is it's a whole range of businesses. So it's not just really techie businesses like our first business connected that was Orbis. They're quite a tech, they're a technology based company, and they're using superfast broadband to shift huge amounts of high quality video data around to support their video room service to hotels. They provide hospitality solutions with video and internet and telephony solutions to hotels around the country and into Europe. They're really pushing the limits of what a superfast broadband connection can do. So at the ones at one end of the scale, you've got guys like Orbis, but we've also got some interesting businesses like pubs and nurseries, horticultural nurseries and kids nurseries. They're all using superfast broadband for different ways to help their business as well.
The questions section at the end, a few people asking about the alternative means of getting superfast to their companies if they thought they were going to be one of the last people to be connected up.
That's right. So, people who are having to wait for a couple of years, some of them are frustrated, their business really needs it. So there's a number of things that they can look at in the interim. They can look at some satellite solutions that are starting to come forward, and they're far more affordable than they used to be. You can get connected for a couple of £100 now, and for around about £50 a month you can get a good business class solution. A lot of other people are finding that they can actually use a 3G service. So the mobile phone networks have extended their 3G network coverage. And you can go online and look at the coverage maps. You can just Google the coverage maps and have a look at the coverage that's available. And, a surprising number of people are finding that they can get a pretty good connection over 3G, which will tide them over for a couple of years or so. The thing there is, you want to do a bit of snooping around, really. Look at the different networks. And then even if your phone doesn't look like it's picking up the signal, think about putting an antenna on the roof or something like that, because that may well get you a really good signal.